So are you ready to receive and receive from the Lord? Because the Word of God is powerful. It's simple and powerful. And I was praying the other day, and the word came, simple is powerful. I said, well, yes, yeah, simple things are powerful and easier to understand, easy to pass on, easy to put into practice. It's awesome. And the word we preach here is a simple word and powerful word. As you know, I'm preaching about like knowing God better to become more like Him. So if we know God and we really want to walk like Him, and we can learn, oh, how can I walk like God? We cannot see God, but we know Him through Jesus Christ. The more we look like Jesus Christ, more people will see something different in us. And we'll be able to share the message of God. I know, you know, last week I was preaching about that in that church. They need to know. The Church of Christ needs to know that more we look like Jesus Christ, we all walk like Jesus Christ, we talk like Jesus Christ, we love like Jesus Christ, we will make a huge difference in the world. They need to see in our lives. A couple weeks ago, I was preaching on that, and I was talking about confession. Because Jesus always used His words, the words that He heard from God. And that's the right way to do. So when you confess the word, when you speak the word, when you say something, make sure you are saying something that is in agreement with the word of God. That's so important. It's so simple. Simple. But it is so important to do that. And today, I'm going to talk about something I talked like maybe a couple of months ago. But it's the vital. It's the most important. One of the most important thing that we should learn and we should put into practice, which is love. I cannot talk to you about knowing God better to become more like Him without talking about love. Some Christians are missing that. Some Christians are not really walking in love, or they think they are, but their actions, their words, or their reactions are not really the way Jesus Christ was reacting or talking or doing. So love, I think I could preach on the subject of love maybe every other week. And I'll never stop preaching that because, no, love is the most important. We have faith, hope, and love. But you know which one is more important. And I've heard from another ministry, another pastor. He's not a pastor. He's a minister of the gospel. Preacher. But he was saying that. So, no, you know why? Because faith can change the circumstances of your life. You can change. You can just cast the mountains on the sea and then you change circumstances. Hope changes yourself because if you have no hope, done. You don't have even nothing to believe. So, no, I have no hope about this job or about this people getting healed or about this person get saved. I have no hope anymore. Done. I don't. So you don't believe, you won't exercise faith. So hope, it's for you. It's going to change something in you. So yes, my hope is to see this family getting saved, and I will believe, I will pray, I will put faith into practice and everything else. So faith changed the circumstance. Hope changed you. But love will touch someone else's life. Love is going to change someone else. Because when you love someone, when you have an action of love, when you speak in love, when we do something, that's going to affect that person's life. You say, wow, nobody treat me like that. Nobody. Just you. Well, nobody spoke to me like that. I usually, because I No, I'm living my life like this. It's not a really holy life. So people don't really treat me very well. And I've heard that many times. I've heard people saying things against others, judging people, condemning people. Christians saying things that they say, I don't like this person. I don't know. We're going to talk more about that. Because you have to pay attention in our confessions. And it's connected with confessions. We never curse anybody. We bless people. We never judge anybody. Let the word do that. Just speak the word. And people will be convinced by the Holy Spirit. So, wow. So it's not us, it's the word saying. Amen? But let's go to the first thing. Because before I talked a lot, I just want to build a kind of a foundation for the subject of love. The first scripture, I didn't give the scriptures to Leo because I have so many, so pay attention. If you have a pen and or pencil, whatever you have, if you want to make notes, if you want to ask me later, if you want to hear again, if you are we recording this? So if you are recording this, then you can listen to me again, but many scriptures. But the one just to start, is in Matthew 22:37-40. Matthew 22:37-40. It says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments. Why I mentioned this one? Because there's a Jesus actually changed a little bit. But that little change makes whole difference. The whole testament, the old covenant, which is inferior the covenant we are right now, was based in love. So love God, love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind. So love the Lord is something that has never changed and won't change forever. So you have to love the Lord more than everything. That's the first point. More than everything. Okay? That is the point. But when this scripture is in the Old Covenant, the scripture in Leviticus 19:18, you don't have to open there because I'll go a little bit fast in this matter. So Leviticus 19:18 says, do not seek revenge or bear a grudge against anyone among your people, but love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord. So the old covenant was like that. Galatians and Romans, two scriptures those scriptures are in the new covenant. But Paul was talking with the Jewish people. He was, the whole scenarios was Paul teaching them. Because especially in Galatians, we had so many Christians, Jewish Christians saying, if you become a Christian, you have to follow the law of Moses. And Paul was saying, yes, the law of Moses says, love your neighbor. Nobody will repeat. Anyway, love your neighbor as yourself. Okay? Romans in Galatians 5:14 says that. Romans says the same. But in the new covenant, Jesus said something a little bit different, like I said before. And it's very clear. It's very clear. John 13:34 says, a new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you most love one another. So John 15:12 says, my command is this, love each other as I have loved you. And it's very clear because it's a new command that I'm giving to you. Just for us to be in the same playing, the same position, the same understanding. So we don't love love people as you love yourself. So I don't know what kind of love you have for yourself. I don't know if you are really loving yourself. And I've heard from people, they say, you know, they want to even kill themselves. So you think they love themselves? They think they understand about love, God's kind of love? Sometimes they don't really understand things and say, no, I want you to love me that way, the way you love yourself. No, I prefer this one. Was good for the law, was good for that time, and at the essence of the law was love. Paul was saying that, you know, because if you love God, if you love the other, so you won't kill anybody, you won't commit adultery, you don't, you know, do so many things that the Ten Commandments talks about. It's about love. It's always about love. But the New Covenant, Jesus was very clear. You have to love the other as I have loved you. That's why we need to know how Jesus Christ loved us. If we don't know, how can we be like Him? How can we love people like Him? How can we treat people like Him? We need to know Jesus Christ. And sometimes people say, yes, I know, Pastor. This is an old message. I know I've heard 127 times. I know. I've heard more than you. I think it was 138. Or 39, I don't remember. But I'm still learning. I'm still learning every day. Love is so important. How can we be Christian without loving the other the way Jesus Christ has loved us? It's so wonderful. Matthew 5, 43 to 48. I'm not going to read everything, but 43 says, you have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, now something that Jesus Christ wants to tell us. Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. That's God's kind of love. You know, it's unconditional love. Doesn't matter what the person did against you. Doesn't matter what they said about you. Doesn't matter what people are doing outside in the world. We have to pray for them. Maybe you have no chance. You won't relate with that person. Maybe you won't be best friends. But at least you have to pray for people. We pray for the world. We pray for their salvation. We pray for them to receive Jesus Christ. We pray for them to get the revelation of God in them. So we have to do something, because the Lord said, you know, it's simple to love those that love us. It's simple. It is simple. So the world, they do that. If you go there and do something for someone, if you really, really love the person, help the person, if you give some money to that person, oh, wow, they will love you. That's simple. But if you go there and say things that they don't want to hear, if they ask for money, if you don't give them, if you say the truth of the word is against what they are doing, they will hate you. Simple like that. But when Jesus Christ comes to that, to deliver his teaching and speeching, his teaching in his speech, he's saying something completely different. Doesn't matter what people did against you, if they love you, if they hate you. So it doesn't matter. You have to love those persons, the enemies. Pray for them. Pray for them. I had a bad... No, I won't say that. Because sometimes I say things people don't understand and start... I would say I had a bad week last... No, I had a wonderful week last week. I got bad news last week. One after another one. We got, for the first time, I think we have two shooters in Brazil killing people in schools. So we didn't have that before. I saw a video on New Zealand. It was like a video game. I'm glad. I hope they just delete that video. It's terrible. So what we should do? We should say, so, okay, I should the police kill that guy and hang him and then stone him and then step on his face and die. And this is what people want to do with him. For us, no, there's no choice. We have to pray for him. We have to manifest the love of God to him, praying for him, for his salvation. Because was him, but under the influence of his master, his leader, his God, his controller. That's why. So God didn't create God. If you think like God created man and woman, so God didn't create that man that way. He created to praise and worship the Lord, to love people, to love God. So there's something wrong in that life, which is the enemy. And you have to pray to that situation to change. So love the others that loves us is easy. But to become more like Jesus Christ, church, we have to love those that we consider or are considered enemies. That's hard. That's a progress, okay? Don't worry. So this is the first point, okay? Jesus taught us to love one another as he has loved us. Amen? That's the first point. I have one statement. It's not mine. But when I'm preaching, I'm preparing something, I know it's that word that the Lord wants to deliver on Sunday morning or any chance I have to minister the word. I always like to hear about that, to study about that, to read books or to listening someone. And this guy was saying something that caught my attention. He said, the Bible we read, they do not read. The only Bible they consider is the life we live. Now I'm going to explain that. Maybe my translation is not really good. But people in the world, they are not reading the Bible. When they read the Bible, unfortunately, my brother-in-law, he still needs to accept Jesus. He's the last one. I'm not giving up. He knows the Bible because he went to the university and he has to study the Bible. But he doesn't have the revelation. And guess what? He doesn't like to go to church, Christian church, because he sees and hears bad examples of Christians. And of course, the devil is showing him the bad examples. But what I'm saying is most of the time, they don't have a chance to read the Bible. But when you say that you are a Christian, then he watches you. And people are watching you. And when you have an action of love, because love is not just a feeling, I feel love for, no, it's an action. Every time we have, we say we love someone, we do something. Action. So when we have that action of love, they are reading you. Oh, I'm talking, I'm a Christian, I'm a follower of Jesus Christ, and I'm doing something that shows the love of God. People are like, ooh, I'm reading that, so this is the Bible, this is, okay. But if you do something that's not according to the Word of God, they will say, oh, that doesn't work. You talk about love, Jesus Christ is love, God's love, but you know, you say you're a follower of Christ, but what I read in your life is not exactly what you are preaching. So that's very important. So sometimes people don't have opportunity to read the Bible. They are reading our lives. Okay? And we have to represent Jesus Christ. We are representing Jesus Christ. So the way we treat people, the way we talk to people, the way we perform our actions is so important. It's so important, church. You know? Some people are not receiving the word. Just an example, because it's simple. Examples are always simple. If we say something rude, if we say some words that like judging people, cursing people, we are angry, we are doing not actions of love at all. So those actions will speak louder than when you try to preach the gospel. You know, I've made mistakes before. I'm still making mistakes. No? She said no. Yes? Don't answer, okay? she's back in the... Oh, my goodness. I thought she's going to raise her hands. No. He's... No, so if I say something or if my action is not the right action, so the next day, if I have an action and you see that and somebody sees that, and then the next day when I talk about God, the love of God, and say, that looks weird. Why people usually they get saved? And they most of the time, I hear, as pastor, I hear that. Most of the time, they are a little bit shy sharing the word. I was shy, like sharing the word of God to my friends because they knew me before Jesus Christ. And it was like, oh, how can I share now Jesus? Because no, I was doing that because my actions before. So now when I got the confidence to say, no, now I know about Jesus Christ. I'm changing my life. I'm following Jesus Christ. So I say, oh, I'm not perfect, but I'm doing great things. I'm loving people the way Jesus Christ loved me. Now I'm confident to minister the word. But what I'm saying is this, if you do something that's not according to the word and somebody sees that, do you feel comfortable preaching the gospel to the person? Because your actions are or were speaking louder than your words. The enemy will say, that's not true. You know, you remember what he did yesterday? That's why people feel so condemned. That's why you have to right away repent and ask for forgiveness and keep moving forward. Because if you don't do that, we feel condemned. We feel like, no, because I did. So go ask for forgiveness. Sorry, forgiveness, forgive me. And then I did wrong. I'm not perfect, but this is the truth. Because if you don't do that, people won't receive. I told that example when Patricia's friend came to Canada and we were ministering to her and sharing the word, we were talking, and she said, I don't believe you guys are so religious. Christians, religious. Because Christianity for her and good people doesn't match. Because maybe not in Canada, but in Brazil, some Christian churches are doing so many wrong things, wrong teaching, or acting with some like weird things, and you know, not expressing the love of God. So they're doing that. You were Christian, so you were preached to give. Some people think the only thing we do is keep asking for money. Then they say, no, I don't want to go to the Christian church because I don't want to give my money. Because the money is their God. Are their God? Is their God. So because now we are learning, we are putting to practice, it's going to be the opposite. People will see us and they will desire to go. When you come to church, you invite someone to come to church. You have to be confident inviting someone. And if people say, oh, yes, I really want the Jesus Christ that you are following. I really want that. Because we are expressing the love of God. And that's very important. You know, Jesus Christ, we're called the friend of sinners. Because his actions were always in love. He wasn't in agreement with the sinners. And that's another thing I want to explain to you because... you know, sometimes it's hard to express through the words, and especially when we are learning the language as a second language. And I don't want you to have less understanding or misunderstanding about what I believe about the sinners, about the you know, especially because the matter was about gays and lesbians and stuff like that. And I said, I really respect them. But I didn't say at all that I respect what they do and I agree what they do. I say, I don't agree what they do, but I respect the person. I want, if they say, oh, I'm a gay, and so I'm going to beat and hit that guy because you're gay, oh, you're a stupid guy, you go to hell and everything else. So this is what I mean. I don't agree with that because I know God created man and woman, and that's it. God put together man and woman. God created us to be man and woman. I know that. And Romans talks a lot about that, against that. You know that. But what I'm saying, I want to express the love of God. Jesus Christ saw the prostitute, and he didn't say, you are garbage. Come on. You are doing that, destroying families. Come on. Jesus didn't say that. No, he treated her with love. Respect. Yeah, that's the word. Respect. You know, the adultery lady said she was there. The guy just threw her there and said, let's stone her. He could say, oh, of course, yeah, I hate women like that. You know, no, but he treated her with respect. But what he said, you know, they couldn't judge you. They, you know, because they already making mistakes. But what I'm saying is just go and don't do it anymore. So Christians, like haters, having like posting things and on the media, social medias, and so with hard words against this, against that. So let's preach love. Let's stop judging people. Let's respect them as person, not because what they are doing. Okay? Did you understand? Amen. Amen. I was friend of drug dealer. Not friend, of course. I'm going to say. I was relating with drug dealer? No. Not the one. I knew someone was drug dealer. I knew someone was drug dealer. Is that better? Okay, good. Oh, thank you. Okay, drug dealer. He was born again. He stopped doing that. But it was hard for him to stop using cocaine. But he was putting so much effort. You know, I know so many evangelists. For me, he one of the top three evangelists that I've ever met before. But he was facing that trouble. We put him in our house. We treat him like son. We trust. We gave him opportunity to be delivered of that. He was working on that. That I wasn't in agreement at all. But I was respecting the person. I met someone was like, you know, transvestite. You're a man became a woman or tried to become a woman. Transvestite. That was not another huge example for us. The way we loved him, we prayed for him, we brought him to Jesus Christ. I never agreed with his position. But I treat him with respect. And he said he never ever had before. Because for people like transvestite. I don't want to learn that word. It's like, they are there for the society. They are nothing. They're the lowest ones. But it was treating him with respect and showing him the love of God, ministering the word. He became Christian. So that's the point, to bring them to Jesus Christ through love. So love the others the way Jesus Christ has loved us. That's the first important point. The second one is to you to know that the God of the kind... The love, oh my goodness, what's going on? I was talking too much in Chinese. Now I'm messing up everything. So hearing too much Chinese. So God kind of love. Come on, Gerald, stop speaking Chinese with me. It's in us. Thank you, Lord. Pray for me. Come on. God's love. It's reading. Why am I not reading this? Come on, it's here. God's love is in us. That's a good point. Since the day we became Christian, you gave your life to Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit came to dwell inside of us. And Romans 5:5 says, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. So if you have the Holy Spirit inside of you, and you do, since you became Christian and gave your life to Jesus Christ, so the Holy Spirit is in you. The love of God is in you. Is in you. Now it's between God and us. His love is in us. So another thing we have to know, we need to know for sure that the love of God in us increases. We can increase that love. That's why I say it's progressive. How can I love someone who's a drug dealer? No, I want that person dead because no, he caused so many problems. Now, maybe you think like that now. But because the love of God increases in us, tomorrow you'll think differently because you were hearing this message today. Tomorrow you're going to say, ooh, I've learned something. And the Holy Spirit is working inside of me. Now I love. I want to pray for those persons. I don't want to kill them. I want to pray for them. Actually, to kill naturally, to kill their nature, sinful nature, and become Christians. 1 Thessalonians says, in chapter 3, verse 12 says, may the Lord make your love increase and overflow for each other and for everyone else, just as ours does for you. 1 Thessalonians 3:12. May the Lord make your love increase and overflow in you. The 2 Thessalonians 1 verse 3 says, we ought always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters. And rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more. And the love all of you have for one another is increasing. It is important to know that the love of God is increasing in us. Jude 2 says, mercy, peace, and love be multiplied to you. So this is the way it works. In 1 John 2, 5 says, but if anyone obeys his word, love for God is truly made complete in them. This is how we know we are in Him. You know, a good way to grow or to increase love in you is through the Word of God. We have to read, we have to meditate, we have to put into practice. And you see little by little the love of God increasing in your life. Then you will be able to love people that you never ever imagine that you should be possible in your life. Yeah. 5 seconds for you to think about that person. Everybody has someone for no, that is impossible. But the Lord is saying, there's no impossibles for me. And I'm dwelling inside of you. The love of God is in you. There's no impossible. So there's no prize for you if you love the ones who loves you. But there's a huge thing for you, a great joy in God's heart when you love someone that you just thought right now about the person. Say, no, that's so hard, so impossible. So no, there's good things for you if you say, yes, I can love the person. You can love everyone. Everyone. Yes, we can do it because God is love. You know, there's no measure. I want to love someone just the same measure of God. Oh, thank Lord. Because there's no measure. He is love. He is love. Every God's action is in love, is love. Always, always expressing His love. I have some points I put here. I don't know if I can go through all of them. But some points it's really important and makes simple for you to understand and also put into practice. Expressing God's love through the giving. This is the first point. Jerry was ministering about giving. But this is the one of the ways we express God's love. But now I'm not talking about giving your money, giving your tithe, giving your, no, I'm talking about giving yourself. I'm talking about giving what someone what you have inside of you. The way you're going to do that, maybe it's through money, maybe it's through a hug, maybe it's through a prayer. Gratitude. John, I don't have to read John 3:16, but it says, God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son. So he so loved us, because everybody, before he gives Jesus Christ, everybody was in the same position. We were sinners, but he so loved us. So love is not about deserve or not deserve. That drug dealer, ex-drug dealer, oh, he doesn't deserve, he deserves. No, it's not about that. Everybody, God loved us when we didn't deserve to be loved. We were sinners. So when you talk about the way Jesus Christ was expressing the love of God, it's through giving. Because this is what the first thing God did for us. He gave his only begotten son. He so loved us. And he gave us. And I like when Matthew 9:35 says, Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness. And the Lord put this scripture in my heart concerning giving. This is the expression of God's love. When you go somewhere and pray for someone, when you spend time on our knees, like bowing down our knees and praying, interceding for people, when you drive all the way from Coquitlam to come and pray on Wednesday night after all work you had during the day. So, no, little actions. That shows the love of God. Maybe not all of you. Someone drives all the way to pray here, but you were praying at your place. Or maybe you are not praying, but you are calling someone. Or maybe you are treating someone with respect. And it's the first time in that person's life. Because people think they don't deserve. So something we do. Jesus was going everywhere, every village, every city, preaching the gospel, laying his hands, healing the sick people, casting out demons. That's an expression of God's love. As Christians, people need to see that in us. That's the first thing. We are givers. When somebody comes to you and into your life or close to you or through your work, school, university, or even visiting church or I don't know. When someone's close to you and they see that you are a giver, hey, what do you need? I love when Cindy and Dave called us, hey, can you help our neighbor? She needs to move today. I love that. You show the love of God for them. I've never met that lady, that family before. Most of us were there. I don't think I'll meet her again. But I don't care. I felt in my heart to do something, an action of love. An action of love. That was the seed I could sow into her life. I didn't pray. I didn't lay hands on her. I didn't minister the word to her. I didn't have a chance. I was just carrying furniture, boxes, and everything else. But I know we sowed seeds into her heart. Because she said, when I was driving to the storage place, and she said, you know, wow, it's so amazing. Pastor, thank you so much for you, for your church to come and help. We had 4 or 5 people. Just 5, because all of the other ones were working somewhere. If don't, I'll call you to help. But this is an action of love. You know, giving. When you go and you do the bread's ministry. So we... Patricia, we won't have, actually we won't have Al and Antonita helping this next time, this coming Tuesday. If you want to know about it and help me, I need your help. So if you come, why we get those breads? Because every time we get the bread and I go to the diversity, this place, they help the new immigrants to Canada. The lady, she always, oh, thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you. All the people really love to receive. They need, some of them are in need. And thank you for your heart coming here, spending your time. Instead of doing something else, you come and give the bread for us. So, I don't see any people, I don't know. But I don't see people coming from diversity to attend this church yet. But I'm sowing seeds. This is what I'm saying, using my example, not because I'm proud of myself. No, no, I'm just telling you that sometimes it's by giving something, which is not prayer, or, of course, I pray, but not prayer, or preaching, or laying hands. It's giving our time, giving love for them, telling them that they are important. They are important. Everyone is important. The second one, of course, is always connected with love, is compassion. Compassion is a concern for the suffering of the others, concerning of the misfortunes or disgrace of others. This is what we cannot miss in the Church of Christ. If you want to be more like Jesus Christ, and you have no compassion, there's no way. There's no way. Jesus Christ was moved by compassion all the time. All the time, moving by compassion. He saw people that nobody else saw. He stopped to talk with people that nobody else wants to stop to talk because of compassion. And the same scripture in Matthew 9, I read verse 35. But 36 to 38 says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were weary and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. I said, Lord, yes. Yeah. Praise the Lord. It's really good. Compassion. It's a wonderful scripture. He saw. Can you hear? Okay. My time is over. I talk too much. I'll give you later. I'll talk to you later. So 36 says about they were weary and helpless. But did you realize that nobody really paid attention on that? But Jesus did. Jesus did. He saw that. He was led by the Spirit. So when we are led by the Spirit, then we see situations that nobody else sees. So he was doing his job, like his assignment. Better. He was praying for people. He was proclaiming the gospel. He was healing people. He was casting out demons. He was working. He was doing his assignment. And he also was paying attention in them. And he said, they are weary. They are suffering. And Jesus Christ cannot keep moving without doing something for them. Because when you see the suffering of the others and you don't do anything. Yesterday, when somebody was showing that video, I saw a friend of mine. He turned, said, no, we don't have to see that. If you see something like that, that shooter, and we don't just, happens. No, church. I have compassion for those people. They're Muslim, Pastor. They're Muslims. They are creation of God. But they, if you pray, if you preach, if you do something, they can become children of God. Because God created them to be children of God, to serve God, to praise God, to worship God. They shouldn't die before they know that. They make that decision. So it's sad Doesn't matter if they are Muslim, if they are Buddhist, if they are whatever it is, adulterers, if they are sinners, if they are murderers. So we need to have compassion for people. That's the expression of God's love. Compassion is so important. And another thing is, Pastor, I cannot go there. I cannot do everything for everybody. That's not real. So how can I? I've never seen that before. But he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest. And he said, ask what? Ask what? To send out workers into his harvest field. We at least, church, at least we can pray for them. Lord, I'm not going to New Zealand, except only if you invite me next time you go. I'm not there. I'm not in Brazil. I have one of our daughters in faith, by faith, or a spiritual daughter. She just lost her baby 4 days before was born. I'm not there. But I'm asking the Lord. I'm asking Him, Lord. I'm praying for her. I'm asking the Lord, Lord, send workers. Send people there to minister the love of God to her. To support, to comfort her heart. You know, with words of God. I know it's the Holy Spirit, our comforter. But now it's time for her to hear that many, 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 many times. So, ask the Lord. If you have compassion in your heart, we see the situation and we don't accept that situation. And he said, I ask you, Lord, if I'm not able to go, I'm going to pray for someone to go. At least, church. At least. Because if the church doesn't pray, done. I think it's done. If we don't have relationship with God, if you are not asking God, if you feel like, you know, that happens with everybody, that's okay. Some people die, some people live, some people get born again, some people will go to hell. And that's it. That's the way it works. If we think like that, if you believe like that, it's done. Jesus, come back and done. We have nothing to do anymore. We have nothing to do anymore. It's done. It's done. And that word I shared with you like a few weeks ago. So the love of almost everyone will grow cold. And I see that many times. And I see that many times. When Christians are not walking in compassion. When they are not walking in love. When they just do, oh, okay, that's the way it is. Not the way it is. That's the way the devil wants to be. But the God, our God, Almighty God, doesn't want to be like that way. He wants everyone to be saved. That's the word. It's simple like that. It's really simple. We need to read this scripture so simple. Wow. Love. Beautiful. I think the third point, and I'll finish with this one. Carrying of the weight. I saw when I was reading, in Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. And I will give you rest. You know that scripture. Oh, it's talking about salvation. Oh, it's talking about these. Oh, this is, we go some, you know, we go around the scripture, try to understand. Sometimes we don't really understand. No, this is not for this situation. No, but today it is about helping your neighbor, helping the water, the other, not the water, the other person, helping someone. Carrying the weight. And this is the only note I put here. Be led by the Spirit. Because I've tried to help everybody and I couldn't. I was overwhelmed. But if the Lord put compassion in your heart, so to do something for someone, do it. Do it. We are sharing. So it's too heavy for someone. It's the time we go and help that person. Remember when I was Ali? So it's not like this. Oh, I need to move this. Ali, do it. No. Remember? So no, Ali, I'm going to help you. I'm going to do like both together. Makes lighter. Makes easier. Church, if you are not doing that to our brothers and sisters, how do you think you're going to do for someone outside? No way. No way. We have to start learning here. This is why we have church. Gathering together. blessing one another. I remember Nehemiah, when somebody came from Israel, so he came and said, "How is the city?" "Oh, done. They destroyed everything." And one day God was ministering to me and said, "You know, sometimes we have to ask." Because I was so spiritual. I said, I don't wanna help you because I don't have any revelation from the Holy Spirit to help you. But I was reading Nehemiah, and he said, Nehemiah asked, how is everyone? My brothers destroyed the city, the walls, the gates. They took them as slaves. So, destroyed. And after that, he said, you know, he asked to his boss permission to go and help his family. And that day, I learned something important. Sometimes when people, you don't get that revelation. But you feel like asking something, ask someone. And you tell the truth. Because sometimes people are so devastated. "Hey, how are you?" "Oh, I'm doing great." But inside of them, they are destroyed. They know. Speak the truth. But if you need to ask someone, if you feel like asking someone, don't worry about it. Don't think, because if you ask, "How do you need something, Pastor?" Sometimes people ask me. And that's good. My answer is not, "Come on, Alex, be led by the Holy Spirit." If you are led by the Holy Spirit, you know, okay? And I leave. So Alex is going to be there like, "What?" You know? No. So, "Oh, good you asked, Alex. Actually, I need something. I'll talk to you later." So ask. Ask. Then we help each other. There's so many brothers and sisters facing troubles, little problem here, big problems there. So if we love one another the way Jesus has loved us and said, "Oh, give to me, I'll give you rest. Give to me. I'm okay. I have no problem." Jesus didn't say, "I have so many problems." He didn't. Pray. If you feel led by the Holy Spirit and asking someone or helping someone the way you feel like helping or the person needs, do it. Again, why be led by the Spirit? Because I made a mistake to try to help everyone thinking that, no, I can do everything. So I wasn't helping myself. But every time the Holy Spirit put in my heart to do something, I really want to do something. Because I know that's the way I'm sharing, I'm showing, I'm manifesting God's love, and people will receive. It's going to be a great message, great message. Next week I have 5 more good points for us to learn more, to be exact like Jesus Christ. So this is all for today. Amen? Can you stand up, please? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.